100.7 The Tiger. We are Louisiana's country station. And of course, we are getting ready for a big show coming up in March. I know that sounds like it's far away, but it's really not. Riley Green going to be in town. We are privileged to have him on the phone today. Riley, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are y'all?
Doing fantastic, man. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it for sure. We've got we've been giving out free tickets for the show. Everybody's pumped up. We're getting ready for it March 22nd. It's going to be Tracy Lawrence, Ella Langley. I know you're probably pumped to get back out there and do your thing. And, boy, we've got a big thing happening this week, and this is numero uno for us, is hitting the fact that there's a new album coming out, and that's today, as a matter of fact. So tell me about Ain't My Last Rodeo.
Yeah, man, it's my album we've been working on for the last year. Obviously, excited about putting out new music and being able to go on this Ain't My Last Rodeo tour next year and play some of these new songs. It's got a lot of stuff that, you know, some fans that will already know that we've played these shows for a while, and some stuff that's brand new. So just excited about everybody hearing it.
So the saying, obviously, is this ain't my first rodeo. So where did Last Rodeo come from?
Well, Vern Goslin had the song This Ain't My First Rodeo, and I got the idea of my last rodeo from something that my granddaddy Buford told me before he passed away, and it stuck with me for a long time. And so I wrote that song, and loved that it was kind of a play on that phrase that we've all heard so many times.
I'll tell you, man, you got Vern Gosden, who's got the smoothest voice ever, and Grandpa in the same space. So that is that's a win-win any which way you look at it.
No doubt.
So now you're from Alabama. You root for Auburn, though, correct?
That's right.
All right, because obviously we're here in LSU country, and we got a game coming up tomorrow. Want to make a wager? What do you want to do?
I just don't know. I was really impressed with how they played Georgia. I wasn't expecting that, but I think they're, you know, Hugh Freeze has got his rebuilding on his hands in his first year there. I think they're going to they're struggling a little bit this year.
Because I figured, you know, if we did make a wager and you come into town on, you know, in March, maybe I've got a few guys on my side. Maybe we could do like a flag football game or something. I got Jacob Hester on my team, who's, of course, former NFL player. So that might give me a little bit of an advantage. But you're an athletic guy. I saw the commercial for Gildan. I know you've been working out. So I don't know. Maybe we can do some football.
Hey, I'm on board with the flag football game. I could probably round up a team between now and then.
I'd say some of your roadies might give us a run for the money. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have to rethink this a little bit. But but I'm game. I'm game for anything.
All right, I'm in.
All right, cool. So I'll mark that down. March 22nd, maybe a flag football game. Hey, tell me a little bit more about your grandpa, obviously, and the influence he's had on your career and your life.
Well, my granddaddy Buford was a big music lover, and I've definitely got a lot of my songwriting ability from him. He was a really witty guy, wrote poems, and he was just loved country music. And granddaddy Lyndon was a lot more into hunting and fishing, and you know, never missed a ball game of mine. So I had a great relationship with both of them. Was really fortunate to have them in my life for the majority of my life, and learned a lot from them. And I think that it's pretty obvious, comes out in a lot of my songs.
Well, it's awesome. I think, for you to really honor and tribute throughout your career with all of the influence you've had from your grandfather, I'm in the same kind of boat. Like, my grandfather got me into radio, and here I am today doing this. I'm talking to Riley Green on the phone, so it all works out. It's all, like, you know, copacetic.
Yeah, like it was supposed to happen.
Right. So we touched here real quick on the Gildan commercial. You're a new, like, the spokesperson now, right, for Gildan, and that is an underwear. What was that like? How'd they approach you, first off? Was this like an agent saying, hey, I got an idea for you? Is it kind of like the commercial played out, or what went down there?
It was similar to how the commercial played out. There was definitely, you know, they reached out, and we had to, you know, talk through it, because that's not something that I'm comfortable doing, you know, and certainly haven't done any acting or anything like that. But they were a lot of fun to work with. They made it really easy, and you know, obviously the commercial turned out to be pretty funny. So it was a cool deal.
It's great, man. I'm no, like, you know, critic or anything like that, but I'll give you an A+. I think you did fantastic on it.
Oh, I appreciate it.
So you've got the album coming out on today, as a matter of fact. Just played a show last night in Nashville, so kind of showing off the album. I think it's kind of crazy that you haven't been to Nashville since 21. I mean, everything you do, your music life, your career, it kind of revolves around the Nashville scene, but it's been a few years since you've been there.
Yeah, we've been busy. There's a lot right. of places that we need to go visit, and obviously love going to play down in Louisiana and a lot in the Southeast, kind of where I got my start at. It's crazy that we've stayed out of Nashville as long as we have, but, you know, it's one of those places where you never know who might pop up and play a show at the Ryman or the Opry or just some little bar down on Midtown any day, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's the cool thing about being in Nashville. You're right. You just never know who's going to pop up somewhere. It's very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I know you've got a lot going on. We are super excited about the new album, which is out today, Ain't My Last Rodeo. And we're more excited to see you come into town March 22nd with Tracy Lawrence, Ella Langley. You're going to be right here at the Raising Cane's River Center. So we will be bumping into you very, very soon. And I'm going to hold you to it, man. Now, I don't know what our wager is, but somehow, some way, we got to get a flag football game going.
I'm on board, man. We'll start stretching now.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate the time. Riley Green, album's out today. Ain't My Last Rodeo. Thank you so much, Riley.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Having a chat with Riley Green, talking about his new album, which is out today, Ain't My Last Rodeo, and, of course, lots of other things. His name is Riley Green, and of course, we are discussing his brand new album out today, Ain't My Last Rodeo. And of course, Riley's going to be in town here very soon, March 22nd. We've got free tickets for you to win in the Get Lucky Contest page at 1007thetiger.com.